Sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up, 11 goals are scored as Real Madrid and Schalke take a giant leap towards the Champions League semi-finals.
They know 4-0 is a big result, but they will fight for sure.
More from Jose Mourinho in a moment. Plus, Wayne Rooney will contest his two-match ban for swearing into a TV camera. And Sri Lanka's Kumar Sangakkara explains why he's stepping down despite leading his team to the World Cup final. So let's start with the European Champions League football, and Inter Milan's chances of defending their trophy are hanging by a thread after the holders were hammered 5-2 by Schalke at the San Siro. They'll now have to score 4 unanswered goals in Germany to go through to the semi-finals. Aaron Armstrong reports.
Inter Milan are still the holders of a treble of trophies, but after slipping behind in Serie A and this humbling defeat by Schalke, their season looks to be all but over. And yet, the night started so well. Schalke's goalkeeper Manuel Neuer came out of his box to make a clearance with a diving header, which Inter's Dejan Stankovic brilliantly volleyed back into the net from the halfway line after just 25 seconds, one of the great Champions League goals. But moments later, the connoisseur became a casualty. Stankovic was forced off because of injury, but not before being caught out for Schalke's equaliser. Matip levelled the scores, just as Edu did before half-time, after Diego Milito had briefly restored Inter's lead. For the neutral, it was a second half that was every bit as entertaining. For Inter's defence, it was an embarrassment, as Raul found the net for Schalke, Andrea Ranocchia scored an own goal, and Christian Kivu was sent off before Edu scored his second and Schalke's fifth. Joy for the Germans, who will surely now go through to the semi-finals for the very first time.
The nine-time winners Real Madrid are on course to reach the semi-finals after an emphatic 4-0 victory over Tottenham in their first leg at the Bernabeu. The former Arsenal striker Emmanuel Adebayor scored twice and Angel Di Maria added the third. Early in the match, the Spurs striker Peter Crouch was sent off. From Madrid, the BBC's Simon Brotherton reports.
An awful night for Spurs from start to finish. Aaron Lennon pulled out feeling unwell and lacking energy just as the teams were about to walk out onto the pitch. Emmanuel Adebayor headed Real Madrid ahead after just 4 minutes, and Peter Crouch got himself sent off inside the first quarter of an hour. 4 minutes, and Peter Crouch got himself sent off inside the first quarter of an hour for two studs up yellow card offences. Suddenly, high hopes of a memorable night turned into a damage limitation exercise. They did well to get to half time at 1-0 down, but another Adebayor header, a rocket from Di Maria and a volley from Cristiano Ronaldo ensured an emphatic home win. In truth, Tottenham were never in the game, constantly dealing with waves of white shirts pouring forward. Lennon's last-minute absence wrong-footed them at the kick-off, and Crouch's early red card left them with what Harry Redknapp called an impossible task.
Well, the Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp says that everything went against his side on the night, including the fact that he had to change his first 11 just before kick-off.
Lost Aaron Lennon just as the teams were walking onto the pitch. He didn't feel well enough to play, so we had to change that straight away. And obviously to go down to 10 men, you need a miracle here to play with 10 men. Better teams than us probably would have struggled tonight. It was an uphill task, impossible task.
The Real Madrid head coach Jose Mourinho says he has sympathy for his opposite number.
I feel complete sympathy, of course. They will try everything in the second leg. They are top people, they have belief. Warthog Lane is not easy place to play. They know 4-0 is a big result, but they will fight, for sure.
Now to the day's other football news, and Manchester United's Wayne Rooney has admitted a charge by the English Football Association for the use of offensive and abusive language. The striker is challenging his 2-game ban, which would keep him out of the FA Cup semi-final against Manchester City. Rooney was punished for swearing into a TV camera during the 4-2 win over West Ham on Saturday. The BBC's Mike Sewell has more.
The punishment doesn't fit the crime. That's the view of both Rooney and United. While accepting the FA's charge of using offensive, insulting and/or abusive language, they claim a two-match ban is clearly excessive. A three-man FA commission will meet on Wednesday afternoon to decide if they have a case. The panel has within its remit to either uphold a two-match suspension, reduce it to one match, or even extend it, though that would be the least likely scenario. A reduction would certainly draw the attention of Manchester City, who would after all come up against Rooney in next week's FA Cup semi-final.
Well, at a press conference ahead of their Champions League quarter-final against Chelsea, the Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson refused to answer any questions about the charges levelled at Rooney.
I'm not going to discuss it at all. He missed the training this morning for a good part of it. He was having treatment. I'm sure he'll be fit for tomorrow.
Next question.
I'm not here to talk about that.
Meanwhile, at his press conference, the Chelsea manager Carlo Ancelotti insisted he's not feeling the pressure ahead of the Champions League tie against Manchester United. The first leg of their quarter-final is on Wednesday at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea are struggling to launch a title challenge in the Premier League, and the Champions League could be their only chance of winning a trophy this season. Ancelotti says he's not worried.
I never had the pressure to choose the line-up, the player that has to play. Obviously, it's not easy to do this because I have fantastic player, more than 11, but I have to do this, it's my job, and for this reason I don't have a pressure.
The world champion Spain have been invited to replace Japan in the Copa America later this year. The president of the Spanish Football Federation, Angel Maria Villa, said the request was made with affection and love and would be put to the board of directors. The tournament will take place in Argentina in July. It usually features 10 South American nations and two guests. Japan pulled out of the tournament following the recent earthquake and tsunami last month. The world's number two golfer, Lee Westwood, has been playing down the drama of his plane, having to make an emergency landing en route to the Masters. Fellow golfer Ross Fisher and the two players' caddies and Westwood's manager, Andrew Chubby Chandler, were all on board when smoke began emerging from the cockpit. The pilots turned around and landed safely. Westwood said it wasn't as serious as some made out.
We took off, got about, I guess, 3 or 4 minutes in the air, and there was some smoke in the cabin, so the pilots donned their gas masks or whatever they put on, oxygen masks, turned it around fairly quickly, quicker than you would do normally, and brought it down faster. And once they've got everything comfortable for them, I guess, they just landed and we got a fire rescue guard of honour. Yeah, it was a bit nervy for 3 or 4 minutes, but not as drama filled as some would have you make out.
Well, that's Lee Westwood, who'll play the first two rounds of the Masters with the man who overtook him for the world number one spot, Martin Keimer of Germany, and the American Matt Kuchar. Tiger Woods is partnered with the US Open champion Graham McDowell and Robert Allenby of Australia. Now to cricket, and Kumar Sangakkara has stepped down as captain of Sri Lanka's limited overs team, but he's opted to stay on as test skipper until a replacement can be found. Sri Lanka were beaten by India last weekend in the World Cup final. Sangakkara says this is the right time to leave.
This decision was not taken after the World Cup. This decision was made long before the World Cup, about three weeks prior to the World Cup. I spoke to Aravinda De Silva about it, and I didn't want to make any formal announcement or anything at that time, because that would have been detrimental to our World Cup effort. And whether we had gone out of the first round in the World Cup or whether we had gone all the way, it wouldn't have mattered. This decision would have still stood. And we just announce it now because I leave for the IPL tomorrow, and I need to make sure that the selectors have enough time.
Finally to tennis, and the US Open and Australian Open champion Kim Clijsters will be out for a month with shoulder and wrist injuries. It means Clijsters will miss Belgium's Fed Cup semi-final against the Czech Republic, which starts on April the 16th. Meanwhile, the world number three Vera Zvonareva will lead Russia in their Fed Cup semi-final against Italy. There's no place in the Russian team, though, for former world number one Maria Sharapova, who was below par in Russia's 3-2 quarter-final home win over France in February. Before we go, there's just time for our top story once again this hour, and Inter Milan's chances of defending their Champions League trophy are hanging by a thread after the holders were hammered 5-2 by Schalke at the San Siro in their tie. Real Madrid beat Tottenham 4-0 at the Bernabeu. More on all those stories on our website, that's bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.